whoa. Isn't this show supposed to be about quiet times? Well, it doesn't have to be boring.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Lando.
Father Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you out there. Yeah, it's one delay, Mr. Mawanza and Mr. Luandos. You know, this is our awesome show called Quiet Times on Intensity on this very, very special day where we're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. Wow, isn't it that awesome?
It's a good moment.
Yeah, it's a very
good moment of my life. Yeah, I feel like singing now with everything I have. Happy Christmas, yeah. Yeah, very excited. Active FM Quiet Times on Intensity. Very excited.
Yeah.
It's a moment where we unite with our families, with our brothers and sisters, and we pray that God will bless your soul. God will bless all that you are, because God loves you. He sent his son Jesus to die for us so that we can be in heaven. And Christ, before he died, he had to be born.
Yeah.
You can't die without you being born.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, so that's what we're celebrating. Nice food, nice chats that we have. You know, the people that come, it's like some of them 10 years, that's the last time you saw them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also people that you saw them last year, and some of them you don't even know them. Like, this is your cousin. Like, what happened?
Yeah.
From where? I didn't know that. Like, yeah, this is your cousin, you know. Your aunt, she had this child from... just dead and all, and like, oh, bless God, you know, my family is so huge. So we're celebrating Christmas. We're very proud of Christmas. We stand for Christmas. It's one thing that, you know, unites us, and it's the biggest gift for us as Christians. And we thank God for Jesus, you know.
Yeah.
It's not just a moment of food, like for you, Ekimawanza, because you love food. Eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not only me, probably you also love food. And you know,
you love food.
Yeah.
You know those guys, when they're eating, they never talk.
Mm.
That's Ekimawanza.
Yeah, because you know what?
Don't disturb me. You never talk when you eat.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
You're enjoying the food. It's just you and food, no one else, no one to disturb and all that. I'm sure even our producer knows us that, food is awesome, food and all that, you know. So, welcome to our awesome, amazing show. As I said from the beginning, welcome to our awesome, amazing show this Christmas. You know, as Luando said, this is a Christmas where we just get united as a family. You probably out of your own, you in your other hometown, you somewhere else, you know. You know, one thing that I love about Christmas, especially here in South Africa, I don't know if you've ever heard this, and with me, I heard it a lot. We're like, when it's Christmas, your parents or your family, whoever, would buy you Christmas clothes, you know, Christmas clothes. So we always have this thing of like, every year we'll have Christmas clothes, new Christmas clothes, like, hey, Christmas clothes, yay! You know, and that's one of the special moments where I usually love when I see even myself when I'm shopping with my family and I see other family buying clothes for their children. Because why? Because it's Christmas and they want their children to wear smart this Christmas and all that. Because why? Because it's Christmas, we were celebrating Christmas and all the thing, you know? And there's a lot of things that people celebrate within Christmas, as in they buy toys for children and so forth, and they spend a whole lot of things. So it's such an amazing day, and most people, they look at it as gifts and all that. And with myself, I look at it mostly as, you know, we're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, you know, and that's one of the awesome thing and all that, you know. So guys, don't forget to visit us on our awesome website, www.activefm.co.za, and also don't forget to visit us on our awesome Facebook page, /activefm247, and also don't forget to visit us on our awesome Instagram at activefm247 and activefm247.
Hi, I'm Morgan from Open Doors, and you're listening to Active FM.
Visions and dreams. of your spirit. The unknown is revealed through the power of the fourth dimension. Remind me of your endless mercy. When the wind starts to blow, when I find it hard to see my direction, I may not feel it yet, but you work it out, Lord. I'll keep believing. Jesus, you're my breakthrough. All things work together for my
An experience you'll never forget.
Ooh.
From the presenters you know well.
Hi, I'm Sash.
And I'm Ryan.
And we're from the movie show
on Active FM.
We finally have a voice in the airways to say
Merry Christmas! Yeah!
Yeah, Christmas Day. You know how I love this day. I literally love Christmas. You know, Christmas is one of the days where we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. This is a day. It's an awesome day where we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And then and one of the things that, you know, Jesus wants us to be united within this day. We always, you know, as a family, you know what I love in terms of that, because because, you know, on Christmas Day, it's where we sit together as a whole family and we celebrate Christmas by having Christmas lunch and all that, you know. And it, like, there's whole sorts of food that you end up eating within this Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, in South Africa, we there's this thing that we call food colors. You know, these
colorful
food. Yeah, colorful food.
Just said that you even know this thing. I see, man, you got new shoes there.
Yeah, you know, celebrating because of Christmas. it's Christmas. You know,
are you gonna wear new clothes on Christmas?
Yeah, because it's Christmas.
I actually want to do that. You know, I sat down. I was thinking about this thing when myself and my wife, when we married,
yeah,
Christmas, we're gonna wear new clothes.
Yeah,
that's what I want. I've planned it.
Will it be red clothes because it's Christmas?
Yeah, just for Christmas, just new clothes for Christmas.
Yeah,
what's your comment on that?
It's faith.
It's faith.
Yeah.
What do you mean it's faith?
Like you have faith that, yeah, your wife, future wife.
No, I'm not talking, I'm not asking about that. Yeah. Come on, man. That's obvious.
Yeah, what?
You know when you're sure that you're sure, you know that you know that you know that this would happen.
Mm.
No, I'm asking about new clothes on Christmas.
It's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing. It's an awesome thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite shoe at the moment?
That's my favorite shoes.
Mm.
I don't have favorite shoes. I just love shoes. Mm. I don't know. I'm sure you have favorite shoes. All-Stars.
No, not at all.
Converse.
Man. I love them. They flat. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
They're good. No, they're not.
They're not good.
Mm? I'm saying they're not my favorite.
Oh, okay.
Do wear them.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, yeah, so we're just speaking about what we love and all that, you know, in terms of during Christmas and all that, you know. And there's a verse that I would like to share with you guys about unity within us as family on Christmas Day. And as I say, Christmas Day, it's one of the awesome days where you just celebrate with your family, where you just eat a whole lot of food, like chicken, turkey. Do you know what's turkey?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You know how
not,
how
not the nation turkey.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
The meat. You know meatness of turkey and all that. most of the time you hear it in America, especially in the Hollywood movies, where they always play Christmas movies, and then you just see turkey there and all that type
turkey,
of food.
Watching a movie that's being shot in Turkey. And the name of the movie is Taken 2. Yeah.
Taken 2.
No, I'm just making up a story. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes, this is a verse. It's two books. And yeah. Psalm 133, verse 1, which says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity." You know, we should be united together as family. You know, Christmas Day, it's a day where, like, you know, we get united together. We sit together as a family. We become united. You know, somewhere in the line, there's a family out there that you haven't seen the whole year. And, you know, Christmas Day is where now that could... Christmas Day is where, like now, your family members just coming together and we sit together in one big table together as a family. And therefore, Jesus wants us to be united. He wants us to be united as a family, you know, because it's one of the important things that we know we should be united. We shouldn't be divided as a family. We should be united because, let me tell you, when we stand together this Christmas, when we stand together this Christmas with family, you know, we stand strong. We stand firm as a family. And believe me, like you know, that's what Jesus loves. He literally loves that. He loves it so much that, you know, we should stand together and as a family. And there's the other one where it says book of Mark chapter 3 verse 25, where it says, "If a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand." You see what I'm saying? If now your family is divided, It will not stand. It will not stand at all. So we got to be united together this Christmas, you know, because this is a day where we got to be united, where we stand together, where we don't let anything divide us as a family. But you know what? We fight against whatever that's trying to divide us, and we stand together as unity, as one. Because when we are unity, we are one. We are together. We stand together strong as a family, and that's one of the awesome things in Christmas Day and so forth, you know. And after Christmas, we then look forward for New Year, because you know what, now that's where, like, now we're celebrating to get into a brand new year after that, and all that, to say we had an awesome year together as a family, and now we're getting into a brand new year as a family. And we're standing strong together as a family. And believe me, guys, it's awesome when you stand together as a family. Yeah. Because you know, I don't know if you see it, like, probably the days before Christmas when people go out for shopping in shopping centers, you just see families just walking together. You just see families just going out there together and going for Christmas shopping, or sometimes just see them in a restaurant sitting together as family. And you can see that, wow, you know, this is the real time when, like, you know what, we got to be together as a family. And that's what Christmas is meant for. Obviously, Christmas shouldn't be the only day where we only together as a family. It should be everyday life thing and all that. But obviously, when you look at Christmas, we look at it as, like, you know what, we took a rest from work and all that, and then Christmas Day, now we're resting and we're sitting together as family and enjoying a beautiful lunch together as a family and so forth. So let me tell you, Jesus loves you guys so much, and this is when, like, you know what, we stand together as a family and we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ.
guys, listen, listen. Word on the street is that the new Active Worship Inception album is out.
What?
So now, rewind, go back. I'm going back to the original. I'm going back to the Inception.
Our new Inception album is out. You can get it on Spotify and iTunes. Inception, going back to the original.
FM Quiet Time Show on Intense City with AKA Mawanza and Luando. And you know, as people, sometimes we just tend to celebrate Christmas in the wrong way. Because we don't understand what Jesus has done for us. So it all becomes about, you know, it's a long break, long holiday. But it's for a purpose, and the purpose is not to drink, you know, go around beating people and fulfilling your desires and all that. This can actually be a new venture for all of us.
Yeah.
You know, as I believe as a Christian, the more we just encounter Christmas, the more our perspective change. Because we really dig deep to understand the purpose of Jesus. So these holidays, they are there for a reason, so that we can draw close to God, you know. And unity brings vision. Yeah. Unity revives, so that, you know, either we go into a certain city, but we know that as a family we have a vision. We want to achieve something, and one of the things that when we unite in Christ, sometimes, you know, as families, there can be so much fighting. But what happens is that when we unite in Christ, we're able to sort out the problems that we have so that we can function as what is a family. Mm-hmm. But when we celebrate Christmas in the wrong way, you know, we end up not doing what we're supposed to do, not fulfilling the purpose of Christmas itself. So just to encourage people out there that, you know, what is this that you can do in your family to bring your family together and unite your family?
Yeah.
And speak hope to people. And sometimes, you know, we have seen this over and over time where we're just heading to that time of celebration. And a certain family will lose a member of a family. But, you know, be encouraged and be comforted. And remember that God has made a way for us so that death won't be the end. So that we know that there's even a bigger life in heaven. So just people to be encouraged. Maybe you're that person at home and say, my family is just falling apart because of this death that has taken place. But, you know, rise in Christ and begin to strengthen the family. And give them a vision and give them love and just bring unity. You know, when we united, it helps us so much to, it becomes easy for us to conquer together than just you being one. Yeah,
this is one of the awesome days, Christmas Day and all that, you know. Maybe someone in line, you feel alone, feel like, oh, you know, this Christmas, I feel alone and all that. Let me tell you, you're not alone. You're with Jesus. You are with Jesus. Jesus is with you and all that, you know. And you don't need to feel alone. You don't need to feel like you're not, this Christmas doesn't feel like it's Christmas to you and all that. Because let me tell you something, you know, we can be going through a whole lot of things and all that and so forth, you know. But when once you're close with God, God will just show you that, you know what, I'm here with you. I'm here with you as your Father in heaven and so forth, you know. So, guys, don't forget, this is our awesome show, Quiet Times on Intensity. Don't forget to visit us on our awesome website, www.activefm.co.za, as we're just going to close in with an awesome prayer out there. And I want you guys to just hear my prayer and all that and just believe. And, yeah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ, Lord, for this awesome Christmas day as we celebrate an awesome day where Jesus was born today and so forth, Lord. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus Christ, Lord, for uniting us as a family in this awesome, on this awesome day, Lord. You are an awesome God, everything, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. As we celebrate your birth, Lord, please be with us all now in Jesus' mighty name, Lord. And let us be united as a family, as the nation, as the world, and so forth, Lord. Let us be united in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, as we shout out together. Amen. Thank you guys for listening to our awesome, amazing show. Don't forget to visit us on our awesome Facebook page @activefm247. And also, don't forget to visit us on our awesome Instagram @activefm247. Otherwise, we're gonna leave you guys with an awesome. Just make sure you enjoy your lunch, guys. Enjoy your lunch, or if now probably finish your lunch, well, get ready for desserts. You know, we're probably gonna eat some awesome desserts and so forth. You know, so otherwise, don't forget to. We're just gonna leave you some awesome tunes out there with Christmas. Yeah, myself, Wandile K, Mr. Mounds, and Mr. Luandos. We are signing out. Peace out and God bless. What a
more Christmas tunes.